Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches your soul and our friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel, the good news. I'm Kevin Williams here with Bill Gaither himself and a great cast of characters. We're all ready to get things going.
And all of my guests today are first-class singers. Buddy Green, Vitalis, Signature Sound.
Ken David.
Nobody does it like the whole group with Michael English here,
Subliminal.
Bill. And that groove.
This is a classical spiritual with a homecoming touch to it. Until I found the Lord.
I pray and I pray. I pray.
I moan and I moan.
I'm
Well, a dark out award this week, folks. Live Light Luminaries of Laguna at their Limbo and Light Luau and Lampoon gave the word of the day their Lost Light Award.
Oh.
They said their words are low light, usually darker than night. I do not believe it, but here it is.
I don't even know what it means.
And I know a lot about dark. Hell yeah.
Epigrammatic is the word of the day.
Epigrammatic. Who would know? Who?
I think I know.
You know, I actually have that over here.
Oh, okay. You do? Okay.
Yes, the epigrammatic is a student of epigrammatism.
Here we go.
This is an ancient style of piano playing that dates back to 400 BC. It's very unique because the piano wasn't invented till 1702. The epigrammatic plays with only three fingers on the right hand and the thumb on the left hand. Bill Gaither is an epigrammatic piano player.
After his time.
He gravitated to this style because he was personal friends with the originator, Abraham Epigram, in 400 BC. Bill studied the method with scrolls 1 and 2, and then... And then dropped out because he discovered a primitive video camera from Mesopotamia. He continued to write songs and play in the epigrammatic way until the piano was invented, and then folks decided they'd had enough and established a country. Unpredictable and erratic, it's undoubtedly epigrammatic.
Now,
that's one of those many times where your definition should be the definition.
Well, of course,
it actually means terse or harsh, as in the mayor's response to the question was very epigrammatic. I know. I like yours better.
Debbie Downer.
Let's go to the tallies.
Where's waiting outside my door? Out of sight, I'm going to count my blessings. And think about the goodness of the Lord. Because if half of every battle is the attitude, then before the day is through, this child of God is choosing. I got joy down in my soul. Sweet joy.
But I don't let them rain on my parade. Cause when I think about how good I got it, it makes me wanna give him all my praise. I can't help it when the spirit moves, cause it does something to you when you lift a hallelujah now. I got joy down in my soul, a sweet joy and it overflows. Great joy coming over me, welling up like a bubble in spring. More than just happy, I got everlasting joy. When your toes get to tapping, and your hands get to clapping, when the music starts to ring,
that.
That's a great song.
That's a good song. Kenna West, you say.
Yeah, Amber Epinette, Kenna West, and Lauren Talley wrote that.
Okay, now you told me on the bus and I forgot. What is the longest name in baseball?
Jared Saltalamacchia. He's a catcher.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Yeah.
He came up through the Braves organization. He didn't play for us anymore, but he's a great, great guy, so they say, and he has the longest name in Major League
that's
Baseball.
That's a long name.
I think he's been at the vocal band for a while, and I just call him Gerald.
You ought to see his jersey. It's real long.
Extra large. The children of Israel put into the test, and they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Because he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah, and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, risen up the dead.
giving sight to the blind. And then he brought him on into the promised land. He said, you better serve me, you better not serve man. But their hearts grew hard and they went astray, and the children of Israel were carried away. Cause he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, raising up the dead, giving sight to the blind. Made flesh in a troubled land, a storm that blocked to everyone he met. He said, you haven't understood about the kingdom yet.
That was Buddy Green on this blessed edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's a promise you can hold on to. The God of hope will fill your life with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Romans 15. Here's an unbelievable story. This says, I was serving in Iraq in 2009. I was severely injured in an explosion. An Iraqi soldier rushed over, carried me to safety, looked down, saw my wedding ring, and said, you return home safe to that family. An enemy soldier saved my life. Now that gives me hope.
Wow.
That's a great story.
It is.
Good story. Wow. There's Signature Sound. Glorious Day.
Hey. One day when sin was as black as could be, that's when Jesus came down to be born of a virgin. Well, the moment my example is here. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on that tree. Ha! Suffering anguish, despised and rejected. Bearing my sin, my Redeemer is He. Yeah. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified. Free me forever. One day He's coming back. Oh, glorious day. Roll away.
take my sin far away. Rising is justified, free me forever. One day he's coming back, oh glorious day. Living, he loved me, dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sin far away.
Well, it's time to bury the bogus, cream the crooked on this truth-only edition of The Rumor Mill.
It's all about truth.
How many hot dogs do Americans eat every year?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Hmm?
That's a lot.
5 billion.
No, oh, no.
Wow.
10 billion.
Oh, no.
Or 20 billion.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to go for 20 billion.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. That's right. 20 billion hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And that's about, guy in New York on 4th of July eats 10% of them.
That's right. That's
I can't
about,
watch
figure
that.
This out, and this is good math, that's about 70 hot dogs per person per year.
Wow. Well, I do my part.
I eat maybe two or three per year.
I do
year.
My part.
Yeah.
Okay, emojis. Do you even know what emojis are, Bill? I'm taking that
oh,
as
yeah,
a no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Okay, they came from Japan. They were invented in 1998 by a Japanese engineer as a way to express emotion through symbols.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a combination of two Japanese words, E for picture and moji for character, emoji.
Ah, wow. If you eat a bowl of sugared cereal every day, how much sugar would you consume in 1 year?
Wow.
10 pounds of sugar. That's what it is, yeah.
Wow.
Fruit Loops, Honey Smacks, Captain Crunch are loaded with sugar, 56% sugar. Isn't that
and
crazy?
And worth every gram.
Is a lot of sugar.
Well,
is.
You wanted to know the truth. There it is. And the Rumor Mill has gone to rest for this issue. Bill.
Hannah Webb, The Mercy Tree.
To wash away our shame from the scars, your love released, salvation by the mercy tree. In the sky, between two thieves, hung the blameless Prince of Peace. Bruised and battered, scarred and scorned, sacred head pierced by our thorns. It is finished, was his cry. The perfect Lamb was crucified. His sacrifice, our victory, our Savior chose the mercy tree. Hope went dark that violent day. The whole earth quaked at love's display. 3 days silent in the ground, this body born for heaven's crown. But on that bright and glorious day, when heaven opened up the grave, he's alive and risen indeed.
Praise him for the mercy tree.
Death has died, love has won.
love getting your listener lines. Go to homecomingradio.com. Share your thoughts with us. Here are a few right now.
I hear you on my 70-mile commute to and from work. I love the music, the laughter, and the chatter. It makes my drive seem a lot shorter.
Wow, I'm glad we
keep up the good work until Jesus returns. That's from Annette.
I hear you on satellite every day, and I love hearing the music. I was brought up on that music. God bless you all for what you do. The humor is terrific. Kevin is a trip. You are the delight of my day. I think that was for you, Kevin. I hear you in Oklahoma, and Mary wrote that.
This says, I hear you in Melbourne, Florida, and you're a breath of fresh air to my Sunday morning. The perfect way to start any Sunday. God's blessing be with you all. Thank you.
This says, I love listening to the music. Always been a part of my life. Homecoming radio is a lifesaver for me. It's always the right music or message at the right time. My favorite part, oh my, is the word of the day. Kevin is a mess, but I love him. Thanks to all of you for being the musical joy and laughter of my day. From Melina.
I am a single mom with three kids, and when the kids were little and it's time to go to sleep, they loved to hear the Gaither videos. As a single mom, you guys became our family. Thanks for being part of our lives and for writing the music of Jesus on the hearts of my kids. How sweet it is. Yeah. Marlene.
Bill's been putting people to sleep for years.
If you don't want to put your kids to sleep, don't start with Once Upon a Time. But if you really want to put your kids to sleep, say, when I was a kid.
That's okay, good. That's good.
There you go.
I thought I'd never get it out.
You're not the only one, my friend.
I can't tell you how I identify with that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, here's David Phelps with this wonderful song, No More Night.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven, it's not a dream. God will make all things new. That day, gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternity. Never crying again, and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen. Nations bow down to see. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the names from the book are read. I know to dread no more.
Well, our goal today was to remind you to never give up on believing. And I hope you got the message, and you will always remember, you've got to believe.
Yeah.
And if you cyber surf during the week, make a stop. HomecomingRadio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Get the dates, times, and places for upcoming homecoming concerts.
And get the latest on the Gaither videos. Go hang out a little bit at our Facebook page. You'll have fun there. You can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We have 48 great homecoming stations in the state of West Virginia. Mountain Mama. Woo! WBKW, WCWV, WKAO, WXBW. It's just a few of them, and we say a big salute.
Bill, I just got a text that says they want you to run for mayor of Alexandria. Yeah.
Oh,
I texted him back, said, you ain't running nowhere.
And if I become your mayor,
oh, here it comes.
I promise there will be Gaither videos from morning until night.
That's
lay
what
it
we're
down,
afraid
Bill.
Of. Yeah.
Lay it down. We got to go.
See you next week.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.